now because plans to build controversial gasification incinerators at Charlton Lane dump near Sunbury have been dropped. Surrey County Council and CETA, who are the company hoping to build it, have confirmed to the High Court that they will not now be building the units for the moment. The move has been welcomed by Spelthorne Borough Council, which had fought for a judicial review and has come out against this gasification plant being built. Let's speak to Councillor Richard Smith Ainsley, who's the chairman of the planning committee at Spelthorne Borough Council. He's also a ward councillor for Laleham and Shepperton Green, where the Charlton Lane Recycling Centre or dump or tip or whatever you want to call it is based. Also, Councillor John Fury is Surrey County Council's cabinet member for transport and the environment. Gentlemen, good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Councillor Fury, first of all, this has become a complete farce, hasn't it, this gasification plant?
Absolutely not. What is a farce when it will actually improve the lives of residents?
So it's going to happen, heating. Is it?
It's going to happen. The planning permission is in place. I just could not understand Spelthorne's position. Going after the environmental agency for a judicial review on a gasification plant that's no longer available seems a bit odd to me. It does cost money, and Spelthorne has spent that money accordingly. The planning is in place. We will be continuing. Equally, it would be a remiss of us as a county council on behalf of residents not to have gone out to the marketplace and seen what is there again to ensure that what we're getting is the best possible technology. To that end, CETA have not yet settled on a preferred contractor, but it is in hand. The planning permission will not need to be changed. It will be internal. There will be a variation with regard to planning for the internal aspects of the building, and there will be a variation on the permit from the environmental agency because the technology is under a different name.
Okay, well, before you go any further, Councillor Smith Ainsley, John Fury does not understand why Spelthorne is objecting to his plans. Could you spell it out for him?
Basically Spelthorne's objecting because we're trying to look after our residents and make sure that nothing gets put on that site which is going to cause them any harm.
So what were your concerns about this gasification plant?
We were concerned about it because CETA have no knowledge at all of how to run these plants. The one that they were basing it on, which exists in Scotland, has had the worst safety record as far as the worst pollution record, in Scotland for the last 3 years of anything up in Scotland.
Is it not being closed down now? It seems from the last information I read was that it was shut down.
And it's also had shutdowns on several occasions because of either explosions or emitting dioxins without them actually knowing they're emitting dioxins. And during the first couple of years, it had about 180 safety violations recorded against it. And the designers of that plant, Ascot Environmental, who were going to assist CETA with designing and building the one in Charlton, went bankrupt.
So Councillor Fury,
we have very little faith in these things.
So, Councillor Fury, what are you proposing that is built instead of a gasification plant? A modification of the original design, or are you going back to the marketplace to look for something completely different?
We've been back to the marketplace, and we have gone back to the marketplace to look at a gasification plant.
Why are you so set on it, given what people are saying about its safety record?
Well, I'm sorry, but Dick has been a little bit over-large with regard to his comments. The Ascot plants that were giving problems and breaking down and reducing emissions that were not acceptable were actually initially put in and then altered by the company Ascot, which changed the method of operation, which led to problems.
So just to be clear, you've got no problem in principle with the technology that's being proposed here?
None whatsoever. I've actually been to two plants in Europe, both of which have been in operation for both. One has been in operation for 8 years, one has been in operation for 10 years. No breakdowns, no problems. One of them is situated right in the middle of a town and provides electricity for that town.
Richard Smith Ainsley, what are you looking for then from Surrey County Council before you drop any objections to these plans?
Well, basically what Councillor Fury said that they've been doing is what should have been done in the first place. They should have been looking for the right plant to put in the right place and not just go along with the first thing that came along. Surrey County Council on the website still say they'll start construction on this Eco Park at the end of 2011, beginning of 2012, and we're glad that they didn't, because it's now been shown that it wouldn't be suitable. What we want now is for Surrey to seek to find a piece of kit which is suitable. We're not against them disposing of waste other than in landfill, but it's got to be something that's going to be in place for the next 25 years, and so has to be highly efficient.
Is it true, Councillor Fury, that you opposed the construction of an incinerator in your ward a few years back?
Absolutely.
So welcome from an incinerator, from gasification, you have a reusable energy product that you can push onwards. Equally, there's a whole different aspect in the manner in which they operate. This is completely safe. The emissions are much lower. That's been accepted by the Environmental Agency. I mean, Dick is actually being, again, a bit disingenuous. We did go out to the marketplace, but that was, this has been in hand for nearly 6 years.
You're being disingenuous, Councillor Smith-Ainslie.
I don't think so. It's been shown that the original design that the County Council and CETA came up with has not been suitable, so therefore the people that spoke, local residents that spoke at the county planning meeting a couple of years ago, have now been shown to be right. And this is the problem, that if we hadn't done all the work we've done over the last couple of years, a totally unsuitable plant would have been built.
Well, I think this is going to go on for many, many months, if not years to come. My thanks to Councillor Richard Smith-Ainslie, who you heard a moment ago, the chairman of the planning committee at Spelthorne Borough Council, and before that, Councillor John Fury, Surrey County Council's cabinet member for Transport and the Environment. It's